is a setting the bar story, Kelly, so that means it's
an example of what not to do, or just maybe a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. I don't know if you can spot the difference maybe when you go to the grocery store versus when your husband or boyfriend goes to the grocery store.
There are differences.
Sometimes there are differences. I know I'm guilty too. Sometimes texting my wife in the middle of the grocery store going, hey, they don't have this. And then she's going, have you looked here? And then I go, no. And then she's like, well, look there. And then I go, oh, there it is.
Great.
You
That's
know,
helpful.
It is. It's one of those things where sometimes things like that elude me.
Okay. Well, one of the main things that's different when I go versus when my husband goes, I will a lot of times pay attention to like sales.
Sure.
There's things that we normally get.
Sure.
I'll double up and stuff like that. He's just getting kind of like one of everything that's on the list.
Oh, see, I'm kind of like you. I venture off the list and I'm like, you know what? We probably need a couple of these.
Yes.
We
I'll
probably
do that more
need
often.
This too.
He
we might even
to
need
the
this.
List. To a T. Yeah.
All right. So this is the setting the bar story. Sammy is the star. She thinks the only way to get it right 100% of the time is to remove the guy from the equation.
Oh, so okay. That's the common thread.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting Sammy's Instacart order wrong again, then doing okay.
Oh, poor Sammy.
Here she is on TikTok.
I am begging you to make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper. I put in an order for 5 items. One of these items is what I ordered.
Yeah. So she's saying, listen, I had a very simple order. It was only 5 items. And I got
one thing was right.
Only one thing was right.
Oh no.
I ordered a 1/2 gallon of store brand milk. I got a 1/4 gallon of Tuscan. I ordered a chopped Caesar salad kit. I got the ultimate Caesar salad kit because you have to look slightly harder for the chopped Caesar salad kit, and a man would never. Yeah.
She's like,
yeah. They taste different. The chopped is different than just the regular salad. I can attest to that.
Yeah, and she's like, look, you just have to look a little bit harder for this. The man
it's right
would,
next to it.
The man would never. She says
he would just pick the one he sees first. I ordered mozzarella pearls. I got a mozzarella log.
Okay, first of all, she's saying mozzarella.
Yes, mozzarella. There are pearls for like tiny little balls.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah. I was having a hard time understanding initially what she was actually saying, but yeah, she was saying mozzarella there.
I ordered log garlic of mozzarella and herb Land O'Lakes spread. I got butter with canola oil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
great.
Different too.
This is annoying. I just think we should make it to where men cannot be shoppers for Instacart or DoorDash, but that would be discrimination. So, yeah.
So she's just like, basically she starts the video like, unless you're the CEO of Instacart, you can keep strolling because I want to just talk to you.
Like, listen, I know this is straight up like discrimination,
right,
but
I
still want it to happen.
I want there to be an option where I can select when I'm placing my Instacart order, who shops for me. Is it a
like,
guy?
Know your talents. This is not one of them for guys.
This is not one of your talents. I know. I think that's hysterical. And some of the responses were pretty funny, but I'd love to know if you've got a story like hers. Share it. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those responses and then some of the responses from this, which is hysterical. On the way, coming up here just after 7 on 99.7 DJX. That's your setting the bar story.